The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen with me. He's in Los Angeles, California. Jeff Rich and I, somewhere in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. And in case you have been hiding under a rock, there is a very good basketball team. They're the Golden State Warriors. They've got this guy. His name is Steph Curry. He can shoot the ball from 94 feet. Guy's unbelievable. If you haven't taken notice, you better. This team's for real. They're maybe on their way to breaking history. They really are. Fred, good morning, man. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. ABC certainly is going to get great ratings for Saturday night's encounters. The Warriors come back from way behind, and Curry goes crazy. We can talk about that when we come back from the break.
You know what? It's at this point, I think you have to start saying to yourself, history is definitely within reach. And instead of being a hater, let's embrace it. Let's say, look, these guys are flat out good. They're ripping up the competition. There's something special about this group, and we'll get into it on the other side. A lot of sports to get into. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, Fred Wallen. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
Sports Byline's library of more than 12,000 interviews is a treasure. I'm Ron Barr, and we want your help in protecting, sharing, and continuing to build this sports interview treasure. We've launched a GoFundMe campaign, so please go to sportsbyline.com/funding and donate so you can be a part of preserving and continuing to build this unique collection of sports interviews. In appreciation for your donation, support, and telling others, we're going to provide everyone who donates with a link to a special commemorative collection of the Sports Byline Interview Library. This commemorative collection will change every month, and you'll have access to it with your supporting donation of any amount. So go to sportsbyline.com/funding and also tell your friends. You'll be helping preserve, grow, and digitize the Sports Byline Interview Library so that today's sports fans and those in the future will forever be able to enjoy this treasure. Thank you for your help and support.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Grainger Tip of the Week. Nothing can change the look of a home as quickly as a new coat of paint. When using oil-based interior paint, there are a few things to keep in mind. Keep paint away from heat, sparks, and any open flame. Turn off stoves, electrical tools, appliances, and any other sources of electrical ignition. Do not smoke while painting. Keep the area well ventilated with open windows, and take all paint thinner-soaked rags outdoors in a bucket of water. And now, a word from Grainger.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
They do have a timeout. Decide not to use it. Curry, way downtown. Bang! Bang! Oh, what a shot from Curry! With 0.6 seconds remaining.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is Sports Byline USA Radio Network. I like that the music in the background, by the way. I know what that is.
Do you know what was covered by it? I don't think it was the original, but that's notorious.
Biggie and Junior Mafia,
but that's obviously a sample from something before. Maybe Scott can help us out with that.
Yeah, I love that one though, actually. That's good stuff, by the way. Just keep letting that play. That's good stuff. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, Fred Wallen, we're all here. We want your thoughts. We want your opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Are you as into this Steph Curry guy as I am? I'm flat out amazed at what this dude can do with the basketball. I really am. Because the truth be told is that the shot he took last night, it was deep, but it was well within his range. And I think that that's what people don't understand about this guy. I think he's like 11 for 22 from 30 plus, whereas the rest of the league, I think guys have made 2 out of however many. I think the closest might be Jimmy Butler with his 2 of 8. So the truth is that this is his range. So I hate when guys say, oh, you know, it's just a heave, he's throwing it up, it's a lucky shot. I don't think it's lucky when you're talking about Steph Curry and the amount of times that Steph Curry has done this. He does it over and over. So when you do something over and over, it's not lucky anymore. It becomes part of what you do and who you are. This guy can shoot the ball from anywhere on the floor. It's like guys in the past who have been able to jump out of the building. He doesn't jump out of the building. He shoots anywhere in the building. And I'll tell you what, that to me, that's more impressive than when you have a guy that's 7 feet tall and dominating underneath the basket. There's something very special and unique about the skills that Steph Curry has. And I do not, I repeat, do not think we have seen it from anybody ever in all of basketball. He brings a totally different type of style of game than we have ever seen, Fred or Jeff. Fred, go first.
No, I agree. He gets it off quicker than anybody I've ever seen play the game. Obviously, as Oscar says, it was a different game when he was playing and whatever the case might be. But maybe shooting it from 70 feet is a lucky shot. But he can shoot from 40 as he did on Saturday night. And
it looked like
right
a normal shot, didn't it? Didn't that look like a normal shot?
A normal shot to him. I mean, yeah. His dad could shoot. His brother can shoot, but he can really shoot, and it's fun to watch. And ABC was very lucky that they got a game like they got on Saturday night, because the ratings, I think, are going to go through the roof.
Well, let me ask you this.
Fred, on that point, ABC has been killing it.
Yeah.
Absolutely killing it with these Saturday night games. I've been really impressed. You know, I always look for something to be able to approach the level of like Monday Night Football, just as far as a appointment viewing. Hockey, you know, I thought hockey was almost there with the Sunday night, Monday night games, but they almost have to play outside to get their appeal. But ABC has really killed it. And, you know, they've had the right formula. They put Cleveland, Golden State, Chicago, Oklahoma City, in that time slot. And it's really taken off. And, you know, a lot of that is of course, thanks to one Seth Curry or Steph Curry. I'm sorry, Fred brings up his brother and I'm off in a different place here. But, you know, he's adjusted to his game. Like you said, he doesn't jump out of the building. He's like a guy like Drew Brees, who's not the prototype size for what he does. So he just overcomes it, and he does. He throws the ball at the rim so effortlessly anywhere on his side of the court. I don't care if he's two steps inside the half court circle. He's throwing it up, and you can't even use the word heave. It's really impressive. I think that he's one of the greatest in history in overcoming the fact that he's not a prototype and creating his own prototype, which probably cannot be duplicated.
Well, here's my next question then, just based on that and based on a lot of what I'm hearing from the media and people where they're putting him in history at this point. Look, I think he is a Hall of Famer for sure, okay? But to be calling people Hall of Famers before they're done, I don't necessarily like that. I'm not really a big fan of that. So I don't want to hear people calling him a Hall of Famer when he's still playing the game. And, you know, yeah, you can make that argument for like Kobe Bryant, but he's on his way out. He's not still, you know, making his mark in this league like Steph Curry is. And I hate when we compare eras of people and, you know, when you're trying to compare Steph Curry to LeBron James. Well, they're different. People are now comparing the Bulls team to this Golden State Warrior team. And I actually heard a crazy one. I don't know if you heard this one. Well, I heard two crazy ones. Steven Jackson saying that he felt like his Warrior team could beat this current Warrior team. I don't know if it's true or not, but my point is this. You're always going to have this sour grapes, and you're always going to have these guys who look in from the past and say, well, we're better than you, and we could have beaten you. You don't even hear Michael Jordan saying that, for crying out loud. You hear Michael Jordan saying, go out and break the record. I think that that's pretty cool, because he actually appreciates and can and really understand how good this Golden State Warrior basketball team is and what they're doing to the rest of the league right now. So I actually give Michael Jordan a lot of props and a lot of credit for saying, hey, go out and break that record to Steph Curry over the All-Star break. But how do you guys feel about comparing players against players and eras against eras? Does it make any sense to you? Fred, start. You go first.
It's very tough to do such a thing because, again, you're totally talking a different game. Of course, when Oscar was playing, there was no three-point shot, so that's part of it. But more even, the way the officials called the game at that point versus what they're calling now, I think it was a rougher game in the 60s and the 70s, and of course before that, than it is now as far as physicality is concerned. So it's awfully almost impossible to compare the two situations or any kind of situations like this. But I'll tell you this, just from a point of view of watching, it's fun to watch the Warriors, and it's exceptionally fun to watch Curry, because he's doing things that a normal human being or even a normal NBA player cannot physically do, and he's doing it.
Well, what I also think makes it so fun to watch is the fact that they don't quit. I mean, they're down 12 points. You know, he takes his starters out. The reserves get them back in the game. He brings the starters back, and they finish the job, you know. And that last play of the game, or very close to the last play of the game, when Iguodala got to the free throw line to hit the free throws, I think there was 0.7 seconds left. But, you know, Durant had to get a quick shot off. He almost made it, but didn't go down. My point is that you never saw this team quit. They're down. They're down. They're fighting. They're scrapping. They're clawing. They never quit. And I think that that's so rare. You do not see that on any level. Let's be honest. Whether it's Pop Warner, whether it's high school, whether it's college, you do not see teams play 48 minutes or 60 minutes in a football game or whatever that particular sport is. You don't see guys play with the passion, the desire, the heart, the character, and the will to win for everybody else on that team like I'm seeing the Golden State Warriors do this season. It's really fun to watch. And to me, That's what's fun to watch. It's not the fact that they're winning every game and Steph Curry is going out there and destroying guys. It's the passion that they play with and the pride that they play with and the ability to take one for the other guy. Like I said to Jeff, Draymond Green's stat line the other night was awful. The guy had 2 points, but what did he do otherwise? He did so many other things, making it possible for his team to win that ball game. This team understands it. They get it, Fred.
Hey, well, no question. They play well together. Steve Kerr is back. I don't know if that makes any difference one way or the other. I think Walt and son Luke did a fine job as far as coaching is concerned. But to me also, they just seem to have fun playing together.
Yeah.
And, they could set the record. I don't think there's any question that they could. A game like Saturday night without a comeback is going to give them inspiration to do so. And from the other perspective, from Oklahoma City's perspective, when you head into the playoffs, you're going to be thinking about, hey, we had a big lead and we can't beat this team. Is that going to get into their heads when we get to the playoffs?
And not only that, Kevin Durant doesn't foul out of games, but he fouled out of that game. So, yeah. Interesting to see that happen in general. I think it's been like 3 years since he's fouled out of a game. But on the other side, I want to get into this Grayson Allen situation. I know Fred's usually into that kind of stuff, and Jeff brought it to my attention as well, and I did look at it. I saw it. So let's get into the Grayson Allen situation where he tripped a player on the basketball floor, and we'll continue talking the world of sports. Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making 3 or 4 or 5.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen, he's with me. He's in Los Angeles, California. Jeff Rich and I, Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Be sure to check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Fellas, We like to get into the issues, to be honest with you, and that's kind of what we do on this program from time to time, whether it's what happened with Penn State years ago or Jameis Winston through his trials and tribulations, Cam Newton, you name it, whatever it is. Bottom line is we like to discuss some of these things that are going on. And Grayson Allen the other day against Florida State looked pretty deliberate to me, the trip that he made against this individual. And, you know, a lot of people are saying, well, he's back to his old tricks and this and that and the other. I think it's a dirty play. I definitely think it's a dirty play, but allegedly not going to be suspended, I'm hearing. So, Fred, you're first on this one. Grayson Allen tripping the Florida State kid looked deliberate to me. I don't know about you, but looked pretty deliberate to me.
Second time in three games he tripped somebody. If I was Coach K, I would have suspended him on the spot. I would have gone to the press, the media that night, and said he's suspended. And now the ACC has said they're not going to suspend him. They're just going to reprimand him. So now I guess, and we talk about this on Friday night with Jerry Burke on Sports Overnight America and my friend Mark Mancini, the madman. But and Jerry brought up a good point. If Coach K did it now, it would sort of be a put-down against the ACC. But I think the ACC or Coach K definitely should have suspended him for a game. He's got to learn his lesson. There's a reason a lot of folks don't like Duke. And I don't know if this were another club, another school, if the ACC would have hit him. I don't know. But, again, there's a reason a lot of people around America who follow college basketball don't like Duke. I don't think the ACC did the right thing. I think they should have did more than reprimand him. It's the second time he did it in three games. I mean, yeah. Give me a break. And it was a dirty play. And I think he's got to learn a lesson. But I don't think he learned the lesson because he got away with it.
Jeff?
Oh, what an awful year for the ACC as far as PR is concerned. I mean, you had that complete debacle where the Duke football program got raked over the coals, against Miami with all of the penalties and all of the things that they admitted they did wrong on the football field in a game that was on a much smaller stage than Duke basketball is. This is unacceptable. I think this is beyond just the hating the white player on Duke, like, you know, Christian Laettner, Cherokee Parks, J.J. Redick, Kyle Singler, you know, those guys that are just easy to hate because of the institution that Duke is and the smug arrogance that you get from Coach K's program.
You know what, though? I've actually, you know, Grayson Allen is a good ball player. So when good ball players do this, I think it bothers you even that much more, to be honest with you. I mean, you can understand a guy maybe being frustrated and whatnot, but he's kind of a big piece to that puzzle for Duke. And I agree with you, Fred. You got to teach this kid a lesson, you know, knowing that he's a big part of it. Is that maybe a reason why they kind of slacked off on this? I don't know. I'm not excusing it, but I think that there's no better statement than to make if one of your key guys does something kind of stupid and you reprimand him for that. You know, I think there's something to be said about that. And Coach K, look, to me, that's dropping the ball. I think you have to suspend this kid. You have to make him aware that this is inexcusable, and you cannot behave like this on the basketball floor. First of all and foremost, you could hurt somebody.
Of course you could, and it's going to happen. And that's why you can't let him get away with it. I honestly, when Coach K didn't say something like immediately after the game, I presume the ACC was going to do the right thing. They did not do the right thing. They did the wrong thing. They weaseled out. What's a reprimand? Don't do it again? Well, it's the second time he did it. Give me a break. There was no question it was on purpose. Nobody could argue that. And somebody's going to get hurt, and then they're going to say, well, maybe we should have suspended the kid to teach him a lesson, but they didn't, and he got away with it. And every time he plays down, and the reason, Coach K is thinking of Coach K. Coach K saying to himself, I got to get, I got a probably a 4 or 5 seed now. I want to move up, even though we only have a couple games to go. If we take him out of the lineup, it's going to make things difficult for us. We want to keep the same lineup every game as we head into the tournament time. And so he's protecting himself. I think he made a mistake. People, I think, would have liked Coach K a whole lot more if he had done the right thing.
Yeah, I'm kind of saying Coach K dropped the ball on this one big time. But looking at college hoops in general, we have talked about this a little bit. There's a lot of basketball teams that could go out and win a national title this year, more so than probably in years past. Crazy, I saw a stat that says Michigan State, or from somewhere, I can't remember where I read it, but it said that Michigan State should be the odds-on favorite to win the national title this year. What are your guys' thoughts on that?
My opinion or Jeff's?
Go ahead, Jeff. Fred.
I think Michigan State's got a good shot. They've got one of America's better coaches. So I don't think there's any question about that in Izzo. Valentine, of course, missed those 4 games early, but he's back. They've lost some games that they shouldn't have lost, but they're back together. I mean, they've got a shot. Another school I think's got a shot is Virginia. A lot of you guys listening to this show may not remember Dick Bennett. He was a great coach at Wisconsin, and Andy, of course, brought up in Wisconsin. Tony Bennett, his son, one of the better coaches in America at Virginia. They play top-notch defense. They beat North Carolina. I think Virginia's got a shot, but I do think there's 10 to 15 schools who can win it. There's not a dominant team at all. Kentucky, of course, lost on Saturday again to Vanderbilt. And later in the show, Jeff and Andy, I want to talk about what Sean Miller said about the crowd, because it happened on Saturday as Vanderbilt beat Kentucky. Somebody's going to get killed on the court if we continue to allow those kids and everybody else to run on the court after a victory.
Didn't happen in Utah, though, when Utah beat Arizona. No big deal.
When you talk about that, though, that's not that big a win. I think Utah is on Arizona's level. That's not a storm the court kind of game. You've been around. This isn't your first barbecue if you're Utah. You're in the hunt. You've been in the hunt. You had 98 and then you had a long time in between. But Utah has been on the scene. If you watch Pac-12 basketball for a couple of years now, they should be better than that. They should act like they've been there.
I remember back in the days with Keith Van Horn, the Pale Rider, Rick Majerus, that those are the days when they were somewhat good. Look, but the bottom line is this. At the end of the day, Fred is right. You got to stop this stuff. You can't have people trouncing on the floor. You never know what could happen in a situation. So truth be told, with the way that the world works today, I would think that people are smarter than that, and they would just realize, hey, I'm not going to run out there on the floor. Who cares if Colorado beats Arizona? Who cares? At the end of the day, it's a game, man. That's all it is. It's a game.
Yeah, the fun police have checked in and taken over.
Yeah, but that's where we're – look, I think we have a different idea of what fun is. Fun is not going out there and getting trounced on. I don't know if you guys remember years ago what happened at Wisconsin at a football game when people were going in onto the field or something happened and people got trounced. It's just at a certain point you have to realize that you can get hurt. And if you're running and not thinking about other people and you have a bunch of people going in one direction, it's a recipe for disaster, if you ask me. So I understand. I think it's something that needs to be taken care of. But the truth is people have to do a better job of policing themselves, Fred. You can't have an unlimited amount of enforcement there to do things. So people have to do a better job of policing themselves.
Yeah, but it's not going to happen. And I don't know what the answer is, but
I think the answer in a lot of places, they take away the alcohol at games. So I know that's what happened at Wisconsin, I believe, after that occurrence. And I'm not saying that people don't still sneak things into games. I'm sure they do. But you take away that from the concessions and don't let them buy alcohol at the games. That'd be the starter for me. Go ahead, Jeff.
That's the way most college stadiums are set up. There's very few NCAA-sanctioned events where you could purchase alcohol at the game. So that step's already been taken.
Not in every case.
I don't know if at Colorado they serve alcohol or not. But I just think a lot of kids just want to become the focal point, and they want to become part of it. And somebody's going to get killed, but from the point of view of some seven-footer is going to hit somebody – and somebody's going to go down or vice versa. And Sean Miller's 100% correct. And this has to be stopped.
Absolutely. I agree with you on this one, Fred. He's Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich in the mix. Hopefully we're not making him fall asleep. But Dorfman as well. On the other side, we're going to hook up with Shane Koenig, our guy who talks NBA basketball with us. So looking forward to that. Shane Koenig on the other side. Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, Dorfman. It is Dorf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. I wanted you, every part, but I knew love would be complicated.
Feel like something's missing.
I know. What we had was so big.
And warm. And bright.
And yellow.
Oh, I really miss the sun.
No sun? No problem. Centrum, the most trusted multivitamins, now have more of the vitamin D3 you need. Get the vitamin D you could be missing this winter with Centrum multivitamins, now our highest level of D3 ever. Check Sunday's newspaper for a coupon.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
7-Eleven now has these amazing new breakfast melts. Mm. And they're only $2.99. Take it.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has two new melts that are toasted in-store. A bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage bacon and cheese.
Mm.
Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only $2.99.
Only 7-Eleven.
Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Can't get enough sports? Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news, conversation, and opinion. Love your team? Love your town? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Over 500 of the nation's best sports writers and 35 million fans all gathered in one place, telling you the stories, sharing the opinions, and bringing you the news that matters to you most in sports. Whatever your sports passion, we've got a home for it. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. It is getting kind of hectic, just so you know. It's getting kind of hectic right here on the program. I love the music choices today, by the way, Scott. I really do, man. You got to go more hip-hop. As you know, the Dwarf Man is a little bit of that hip-hop kind of guy. If you didn't know, now you do know. But anyways, welcome back. It is Dwarf on Sports. We've got Fred Wallen. He's in Los Angeles, California. Jeff Rich and myself, we are somewhere in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Want to know what's on your mind? Let us know. Anything sports related is obviously what we're usually talking about. But obviously hit us up on Twitter as well, at By Jeff Rich, at Dwarf on Sports. And then also check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. We got you covered in every way, shape, and form. But now let's hook up with Shane Koenig. I don't know if Fred has gotten an opportunity to talk to Shane or not, but Shane, we talked to him about NBA basketball. We talked to him about NFL football. You name it, he's kind of got everything under wraps. But Shane, good morning, man. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning to you guys.
You know what? I don't know if you – have you – Fred, have you gotten to talk to Shane yet or no?
No, he's been on the earlier hour, so I have not.
All right, good deal. Well, you're going to get a little dose of Shane Koenig and what he's got to offer us. And I'll tell you what, let's get into the NBA. But first, I want to ask you real quickly because I know you're there in Denver, Colorado, and, you know, word has it is – and I think we all knew it was coming, but – Peyton Manning most likely going to ride out in that sunset like we all thought he was, not coming back next year. How do they feel in Denver about Peyton Manning obviously winning the Super Bowl and all that good stuff, but are they ready to move on with Brock?
I think the discussion of moving on from Peyton Manning happened in the middle of Brock Osweiler's little stint in the middle of the season where they went from the 3 seed to the 1 seed based on their defensive power, and also Brock Osweiler not turning the ball over. I think there was discussion on the whole season going to Brock no matter what happened with Peyton when he returned from injury. And even in the playoffs, I think that there was a lot of conversation on, do we really want to go back to Peyton Manning despite Brock Osweiler having a bad half of football? Because Peyton Manning had bad halves and bad games. So I think that a lot of people are happy that it ended up with a Super Bowl win. And I think that they're okay moving on as long as – well, I shouldn't say as long as. I think a lot of people are happy that Peyton Manning's moving on if Brock Osweiler is the choice. But there's also a lot of conversation on, let's see what else is out there. Is he really that proven? But I think that people were ready and were a lot more ready after a Super Bowl win.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that one. Let's shift, unless anybody else other than Fred has anything negative to say about Peyton Manning and all the nonsense. I know you're chomping at the bit, so let's give you that opportunity. Go ahead. Let us hear what you got to say about Peyton Manning and all the negative stuff. Go ahead, real quick.
If we want to get the Denver market really involved in here, after we talk bad about Peyton Manning, let's just talk bad about Tebow and get everybody on board.
There you go. Go ahead, Fred. What do you got to say?
Scott and I are talking during one of the breaks, and I said, I think he's going to retire. He's getting old, but I think he's also going to retire because of the Tennessee situation and also because of the HGH situation. And, of course, the NFL and the rest of the world will stop looking at him as closely if he does retire. I think he is retiring for a lot of reasons, but I think the problems that he's involved in are among the reasons he is quitting. I believe he'd have played another year if the Tennessee thing hadn't popped up and the HGH thing had not popped up, just my personal opinion.
I don't think he would have played another year. I don't think he has anything else to prove. But go ahead, Shane. You be the final word on this one.
Oh, I think it's an argument to be said that everybody, when they make a decision on whether they're coming back, are going to look at two sides of it. You know, they're going to look at, can I perform? I know that if he did come back, it definitely wouldn't have been in Denver. Everybody asked John Elway what the decision of Peyton Manning is, and he keeps saying he's going to give him time, but I think the real answer is it doesn't matter because they're not going to keep him unless he's going to take a 50% pay cut to be the 20th highest paid quarterback in the NFL because that's where he might rank. But when I don't think that it's necessarily wrong to say that when he looks at it and he looks at the media scrutiny that he had to go through for the last you know, 2 to 3 weeks of the season and talk about this HGH thing, and add to that the Tennessee thing coming back into play, to the point where all varsity sports coaches were having a press conference to show a united front, which seems odd rather than just like letting it go. If it's not a big deal, why have a press conference with everybody? I think that you know, not wanting to have to answer questions about that for another 18 weeks, including the preseason, you know, I think that probably was part of his decision. But I would say that that's part of a decision for any athlete when they're retiring is, can I perform? And secondly, what about my off-the-field stuff, whether it be press or whether it be, you know, relationship with the family, being able to spend more time? But I wouldn't say that's necessarily incorrect. I think it's just time, and I think that those things are pointing in that direction as well.
All good points on your end, Shane. And again, we can all assume what we want to assume. I'm going to assume this. $21.5 million is just too much to pay Peyton Manning when he's 39 or 40 years old. And like you said, for him to take a 50% pay cut is a shot in his head and his ego, whatever you want to call it, and it's just time. I think that's really the key word you use to me is it's just time, and I don't care about all that other crap that Fred likes to indulge in and all the other media clowns out there like to expose people with. Truth be told, man, just do your job and report what you're supposed to report on, which is the games. Nobody really cares about what these guys do when they're off the field, to be honest with you. And again, I understand when you're talking about HGH and PEDs, it is a little bit different. I understand that. But truth be told, I appreciate these guys for what they do on a field or in an arena or whatever field that they're playing on is. And that's all that we all should ever appreciate out of these people. Do not have them be your role model. You're setting yourself up for failure. Learn from past experiences. Go like a lawyer, a doctor, a teacher, something like that. That's a person that you want to emulate and be like, okay? Because an athlete is a guy that is living out his childhood dream. And everybody, at least myself, I don't know about Jeff, Fred, or Shane, any of you, I had that dream my whole life too. It didn't happen. I'm talking about sports instead.
Well, you know, Dorf, believe it or not, and I tend to just listen to every word that comes out of Fred's mouth and think about how I disagree and why I disagree. But I actually really agree. I actually really agree with Fred on this. I think that Peyton Manning is subject to the scrutiny and deservedly so. You know, a lot of people got on Barry Bonds because you look at the Jerry Curl pictures in Pittsburgh versus the end in San Francisco and how much bigger his head is. If you look at Tennessee pictures versus, you know, 2016 pictures of Peyton Manning, that the head growth is just incredible. It's a spinning image if you take out a lot of the obvious features between the two of them. So Peyton Manning certainly deserves the scrutiny, and you know he's going to go out a winner, but he's going to go out a winner with some strings attached for sure.
Are we sure that the head growth isn't just receding hair, not head growth?
That's a great one.
That's always a big joke in Denver is that it's not a forehead. He's getting up into like the 8-9 head. So, I mean, I definitely – it's interesting. I mean, I had discussions with people that are around Denver about, you know, I don't like Cam Newton. And it's like, well, once again, you're looking at an athlete to be a role model. When he's out there performing and doing something that no one else has done in NFL history, and you don't like him because he does a dance when he scores a touchdown – and he said, I want everything that the NFL has to offer, money and scrutiny and fame, but I also want to help out other people with the money and fame that it comes with. And Peyton Manning has HGH pop up, and no one wants to look at that. But there's off-the-field situations for everybody. I mean, that life is something that 99.9% of us have no idea how that comes about and how we would react to it. So, I mean, I don't necessarily disagree that we shouldn't look at that, but I do agree that athletes should be role models on what they do for their quote-unquote job and how they work hard to get there, but not as people.
Very good. Very well said. Hey, and we're speaking about stars here. Let's shift from Peyton Manning, a guy that's on his way out, and let's let him ride into the sunset. And let's talk a little bit about Steph Curry and how amazing he and his Golden State Warriors are. We all saw him, he and his team beating Oklahoma City Thunder on Saturday night. Very impressive. Throws that ball up from 40 feet like a normal shot. Breaks his own record of three-pointers. Has a record-breaking three-point night, shooting 12 of them. Just in general, man, they're so fun to watch. And what I love most about them, I'm watching them more and more, and I'm growing more and more to like them because they don't quit. They just play every minute of a game, and they play it till it finishes. There's absolutely no stop, no quit. They hustle on every single count, man, and I find it refreshing. I love it. Is there anything wrong with me, Shane?
I hope not, because that's what, you know, when I was younger, that's what I loved about the NBA. And then as the Allen Iverson, Stephon Marbury timeline of players came in and Jordan left, it started to fade away for me a little bit. You know, I lost a little bit of interest because there weren't teams playing. It was isolation on one side, and you had the one star, and everything worked out. And the NBA, to me, is going back to those days of where the teams are what's going to win you the championships. And that's what I like watching. I mean, I've watched that whole game, and it was so entertaining because Oklahoma City was in that game from tip to end, and it took a huge performance by Steph Curry to have them win that game, and with Kevin Durant on the bench, fouled out. So it was awesome to watch the Warriors just fight and fight and fight, but it was also amazing to me to watch Oklahoma City fight and thinking about that, hopefully, in the playoffs at some point, and how that will turn into a playoff series of you had to have a record-breaking night from the reigning MVP to win a game on a last-second three-point shot. How does that translate to a 5 or 7-game series? It's just something that I'm really looking forward to. I think that the Warriors should be the favorite, but I think there's a lot of good teams that are really chomping at the bit to really get that game tape and really only focus on one team for a series and see what they can do against Golden State.
That's the voice of Shane Koenig joining us here, NBA and NFL insider. Go ahead, Fred.
You think Steve Curry, when Oscar Robertson made his points and a couple other, I think Kareem made some points about basketball then versus basketball now, your thoughts about that, Shane? I mean, obviously, I said before that it was a rougher game in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s it is now physically, but your thoughts?
You know, I was watching, it was an interesting, just a flip of the channels, but hearing the Oscar Roberts interview in its entirety, to me, at the end of it, I listened to it, and then I left it, and then I came back to it. And before I heard what the reaction was from everybody, I felt like Oscar Roberts was just kind of like, I felt like at the end, he wasn't really watching the games. Like, I felt like he was like, well, Steph Curry's a good shooter, but we had shooters back in our day. And I felt like he was just trying to give credit to his own teammate and his shining light on his time. But he really wasn't watching the games, because if you watch the games, Steph Curry is being defended all the way to the three-point line. Now, 4 or 5 feet away from the three-point line, I mean, I don't necessarily think that's the best idea, because then you're going to get burned and it opens up 4 other players on the floor. But it's not his shooting only that makes him good. Kyle Korver's a great three-point shooter, but that's not what makes Steph Curry a reigning MVP and possibly even the MVP winner this year. It's that he works within the offense that they have and with the players that they have, and his dribbling and knowing where to go with the ball to get himself open, or if the defense pulls out on him, how to get to the basket and open up his offense is what makes him great. I feel like at the end of that game, and Steph Curry is a very faith-filled person, I felt like he was going to turn to the camera and flip off Oscar Robertson and be like, no. You know, he said it's getting annoying that, you know, Isaiah Thomas has said something about it, that Oscar Robertson said something, Kareem said something. And it's like, I feel like he just turned to him and be like, now what? You know, like, we're going to win another title and you guys aren't going to have anything to say about it. But I do think there is an interesting dynamic. And, you know, when you watch the games on ESPN in particular, is Steph Curry has practiced a particular shot that wasn't available to a whole nother older group of players his whole career. And his dad made a career out of it. Yeah. So, I mean, there is something to be said that if you gave Jerry West the three-point shot, if you gave Oscar Robertson's teammates that he referenced that only shot made 11 points per game. You gave him a 3-point shot. They would have practiced that a lot more often and been able to work within the offense to get themselves open.
Here's what I'm seeing, man. Here's what I'm hearing. There's a lot of hate going on, man, and people just hate greatness. And it's kind of crazy when you think about it. Shane, we're up against it. Really appreciate you taking time out. We'll catch up with you next week, brother.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Shane Koenig, our NBA and NFL insider. Quit hating, everybody. Start congratulating. This Golden State Warrior team, my girlfriend included, man, she can't stand Steph Curry. She's nuts. That's all I can say. Anyways, he's Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man and his Dorf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Be right back.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
All righty, everybody. Final segment here on today's program. Been a very good show, by the way. Real quickly, parting shots, about 10 seconds each. Jeff, go first.
Hey, you know, the NFL Combine's become a broadcast event, and that means that it's mock draft season. Stop buying into it. Wait until the draft happens. You have plenty of time to speculate about all your draft picks, NFL fans.
Fred, you real quickly as well.
FireSteveAlford.com. FireSteveAlford.com.
I'm watching history. Keep it going, Golden State. I love what I'm watching. For Fred, for Jeff, I'm the Dorf Man. Scott on the other side saying peace. We'll talk to you next week on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Guess what?
What? What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf.